This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of conversation. Tuesday, the 9th of October, is upon us. You have found the DJV program. If you're brand new, how do you do? If you've been around for a while, thank you. God bless you. Jennifer Horn is here to bless you. Victoria Keelan as well. Kara Schillen on the line with Jennifer focusing first on the hurricane and ancillary stories that relate to too much water. All right, yeah, Jen. Take it away.
Good story. It kind of came out of nowhere, I think, because there was talk about a tropical storm, and then all of a sudden we realized there, or the powers that be at the old weather service realized that Hurricane Michael is going to be a really serious storm. Right now, Hurricane Michael is a Category 2 storm, and it's threatening more than 300 miles of the Gulf Coast. This has prompted emergency declarations in over 100 counties from Mobile, Alabama, through the Florida Panhandle and into the state's Big Bend region. Residents of those areas are being warned to prepare for Michael to make landfall Wednesday as a dangerous major hurricane. That's in quotations. It's going to bring damaging winds, life-threatening storm surge, and flash flooding. It isn't heading to one town. According to the National Weather Service, there are warnings for more than 300 miles of coastline. It's forecast to be a large and dangerous hurricane as it hits landfall. And it went, I guess the reason we didn't hear so much about it, and maybe in Florida you've been tracking this one, but the rest of the country didn't hear much about it because Michael underwent a period of rapid intensification. So from midday Sunday to midday Monday, it grew from a tropical storm with sustained winds of 40 miles per hour to a Category 1 hurricane with sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Now we know it's a Category 2. So a lot of preparation in place. People are being encouraged to evacuate, and this will even impact some of the areas that were affected by Hurricane Florence as the storm moves through. More water for the Carolinas, which they do not need at this moment.
That mess, very, very difficult. And as I have pointed out earlier, the American family farmer is facing some of the most traumatic forces that it has and he or she have for a long, long time. The farms, there's some beautiful farms in the Carolinas, getting just basically washed away. Food's going to be very expensive on the East Coast, especially this winter, because of all of this. This should end it for the hurricane season. This is actually somewhat late in the season, but you never can tell because things are so messed up this year, whether there's anything else brewing. Can you look at the maps, either of you, Victoria or Jennifer, and see if there's anything else brewing? I have not looked in the Caribbean or out in the Mid-Atlantic. To see if
but, you know, Hurricane Sandy back in 2012, that didn't hit until
late.
Halloween.
Yeah, it was
so
late.
You sometimes, yeah, it does happen later in October.
You're right. All right, related to the news about the hurricane, ancillary impact, I don't know that this, this is, whether this, I think we have to stretch a little to have this related to the hurricane. There was an alligator found swimming in Lake Michigan. Yesterday, an alligator in Lake Michigan. Do you understand how difficult that is even to conceive? An alligator, it's just, you don't see alligators in Lake Michigan. They don't like the cold. 88,000 residents, 35 miles north of Chicago. Person who reported the alligator reportedly sent officials a video of the alligator swimming in the lake. So the police animal control officer, who volunteers for that job?
And did someone put him in there?
Who's a qualified alligator wrangler in Lake Michigan?
Exactly.
You know, you don't really encounter that. So
They rescued the alligator, being moved down to a wildlife discovery center in Lake Forest. It's home to some natural living history museums and conservation efforts. But they should bring the crocodile, the alligator, whatever it is, down, bring it back to where it came from. I don't know how it got up there. That'd be somebody, I'm betting, this would have...
Yeah, plunked it in, probably.
Exactly. Yep, they had it in on a boat or something, they just threw it in the water. Yeah, or it was flushed down the drain. More likely than not, that happens as well. And so one other related story is I kind of get you focused on the water, swimming with alligators, all that good stuff. The next time you are tempted to go swimming or to take a shower while you have your contact lenses in, this is something to remember, courtesy of Stacy Peoples. Stacy Peoples went blind in one eye and suffered pain so excruciating that she considered killing herself after she was exposed to a parasite while swimming in her contacts.
Ugh.
The infection from this microscopic organism is rare, but any kind of water exposure when you're wearing soft contact lenses puts you at risk. Listen up. Doctors say the warning is clear. Contact lenses and water do not mix. That's from the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Tap water, chlorinated pool water, water in lakes, water in the river, water in ponds, water in the ocean? No, because it's not sterile. Contact lens wearers, like this Stacy Peoples, obviously not aware of the risk. So this is a public service. This lady been wearing contact lenses for 20 years. She wore them every day, disposable pair. She went swimming with her son. The problems began when her left eye became itchy, red, and painful. Doctor told her it was pink eye. Things kept getting worse, and the diagnosis kept changing. She was told at various points she was allergic to antibiotic drops. She was also told she had a scratch on her cornea. Somebody told her she had herpes in her eye.
Ugh.
So this summer she lost vision in that eye. A cornea specialist finally diagnosed her with whatever, I didn't even pronounce whatever it is that she's got, but I know it's a serious infection of the cornea caused by this parasite. So know this, if you're using soft contact lenses, they're like a sponge. They absorb the water and all the impurities that are in the water. And we all know what kind of junk. Every day we talk about the junk that's in the water that we're throwing away, cigarette butts and plastic and all that other stuff. All right, think of that going into your eye, boys and girls. What does that do for you? Oof. These organisms, they're attracted to the contact lens. Becomes their portal of entry into the part of your eye where the contact lens fits.
Well, because it can't wash away. It gets stuck in there. Yeah.
Right. So
I can't imagine. Eye pain is so, after going through what I went through with the detached retina and some of the pain that I had with that, it is the most weird, nervy, awful pain when it's in your eye. Ugh.
Yeah. Speaking of awful, the latest on this New York limo crash in a matter of moments. Man, this is a can of worms that you would not believe. But it's something that we need to examine and talk about and have you become more aware of some of the nuance of using some of these limo services. That coming up in a matter of moments. The benefits of using Calitrin now in our focus. Healthy. It's really more than healthy. That doesn't properly describe how good Calitrin is. But I use healthy because it has been described by various associations that work on weight loss programs and identity of the programs that work as the best, the healthiest choice. You know, I think you've gotten the drift. If you listen to this program with any regularity, the things that I talk about in terms of commercials that I will feel good about are all natural foods, things that will help you be healthier, things like this that will, this is something they found me, these people, because they heard of the basic tone that I set on the program with the ladies of being in a mindset of healthfulness, healthful. And that's what this stuff does. You lose the weight in a healthy way with lots of support from the company. This is a family-run business, 30 years of helping people lose weight safely, responsibly, and converting the fat to healthy, lean muscle and weight loss. That's what the formula of Calitrin is all about. Calitrin is collagen, and collagen is the protein in your body that helps you build muscle mass and keeps your bones strong, keeps everything working well. There are absolutely no adverse effects, impossible to have them, because this is all natural. Taking collagen amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen, and then the nutrients fill in all of the blanks in your body functions that may not be working as efficiently as you'd like to have them work. Lose the weight with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Get 10% off whatever you buy. If you buy more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Be sure to check that box, though, for DJV when you order Calitrin at toploss.com. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Toploss.com for the special 10% deal using the DJV code to lose that weight safely and keep it off. It's Calitrin.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep, no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better, until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. Buy one My Pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one My Pillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. My Pillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with My Pillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so a lot of people are talking about this New York limo crash. State of New York has tough regulations for limousine companies, but they didn't prevent this country's worst transportation accident in 10 years. 18 people in a stretch limo and two pedestrians in a parking lot were killed when this vehicle crashed about 160 miles north of New York City in Schoharie County, where I used to own the radio station, WSDE. I'm sure they're talking about it. The limo group heading to Cooperstown, which is right down the 88 from there, they were going to a surprise birthday party to a brewery. They rented this limo. It broke down. And then there was a limousine, another one that was sent to substitute for it. One of the passengers complained about the condition of the limo in a text message. Turns out the limo operator had failed a recent state inspection, didn't have appropriate federal certification either. There are licenses needed for limousines and drivers. Anyway, the bottom line is that it was...
Well, the driver didn't even have the right license to operate a car that big. Yeah. It's just, it's such
he
a mess
killed.
On every level.
Yeah, but
there
did you hear the really weird twist of this story? You know me, I'm always a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
But the guy was an FBI informant.
The
For
limo
what?
Driver?
The driver.
What?
If you look it up, and the story I saw just come out the other night, but I guess he was involved with all kinds of weird, dangerous stuff and like different, like a terror cell he was talking to the FBI about. And yeah, that was the weirdest element of this story that I've heard about so far. At least some of the details are starting to come
out.
Well,
a lot of these limo outfits are run by the mafia, the mob. There are, especially in New York State. I mean, you'd find every Italian name you can think of.
It was a limo company owner that was the FBI informant, not the driver. So the owner of the
company. Yeah, he's a Pakistani guy, or he's at least in Pakistan now, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, not a pretty picture, pretty sad ending for not only this group, but imagine their families and what's going on. All it seems so needless. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Music in this hour, the DJB program, Doug and Victoria and Kara with Katy Perry, who has revealed plans to take a step back from music following her conclusion of the Witness tour. She wants to focus on other things in her life, including her romance with Orlando Bloom. She wants to also sort of get her head straightened out. And she's got a shoe line.
She does.
Why? Huh? What, why would...
Is she still with Orlando Bloom?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought... Together.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought they broke up like months ago.
They did, and then they got back together. Yeah.
So, tell us, give us a recent history of Katy Perry. Will you, one of the two of you? So that
in
we have a
of...
fix. Just in general, her music, her life, but she's, you know, what's... She was on one of the shows... Wasn't she a judge on one of the shows last year?
Yeah, I
guess. American Idol.
Yeah.
She's one of the judges.
Is she coming back?
I think so. I think all the same people are coming back.
Oh.
Yeah,
so she's taking a break from music, but not from being in entertainment circles, it would seem, then. Is that fair to say?
I guess so. I think that she got a $23 million paycheck, or $25 million, for doing American Idol, so I don't think she really needs to be... hoofing it around on tour anymore for
right
now.
You don't much like her anyway, do you? Neither of you like her.
I don't mind her music. I just think she's obnoxious.
She's obnoxious. Yeah,
yeah.
I think she is, too. After watching her on American
Idol. She's so full of herself.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Right. Her music is good, though. But.
So that's that story. Here's somebody who's not full of herself. Or is she? Cher in the music circle here at 26 past the hour. New album called Dancing Queen, debuting at number 3 on the albums chart, tying her for highest charting solo album ever. Not surprising. I'd like to have this myself, frankly. It earns the biggest sales week of this year for a pop album by a woman. Cher's largest sales week since Nielsen Music began tracking music sales in 1991. Wow. What an accomplishment. She reached number 3 with her previous studio album, Closer to the Truth, back in 2013. When Cher was also half a Sonny and Cher, they peaked at number 2 on the album chart with Look at Us. That was back in 65. But this album, Dancing Queen, has all of the ABBA covers on it because she was in Mamma Mia, the movie this summer. Dancing Queen also marks her number one, her first number one on the top album sales chart. The lady, she's 70, what, two or three? How old is she? I think
she's mine. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, right. Dancing Queen,
she's
tallies.
Amazing.
She really is. And she, I feel like she doesn't really take herself that seriously.
Right.
It's kind of like a whole trip. Do you? Am I right on that? Do you feel
that
way
about
her?
That's my take on her, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw her on Ellen last week, and she, you know, she's just fun, and she's funny.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And she, yeah, she just does look, does expressions.
I also think she, there's a whole lot of her that just doesn't care about what other people think.
Yeah.
And she just does her own thing and just kind of, you know, goes by her gut instinct, and I love that about her.
Yeah, right. So, good for her and good for this. Like to see these results. All right, one other musical iconic classic sort of focus here. The Traveling Wilburys. Jeff Lynne and Bob Dylan. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of their legendary supergroup's debut album, the Traveling Wilburys Volume 1, a vinyl reissue coming out next month, limited edition 12-inch vinyl, available for pre-order now. A-side image features the band's logo, B-side has a photo of the quintet. George Harrison, Jeff Lynne put this together. And then Roy Orbison joined with Tom Petty. This is fabulous stuff. If you've never heard, you've got to have been under a rock for 30 years, but you never heard anything of the Traveling Wilburys, make it your business to find something. Maybe buy this album. I'm going to get paid to say that. I'm just telling you. It's great stuff, and you will love it. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News Headlines, I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a ceremonial swearing-in of the newest Supreme Court justice, President Trump offers an apology to Brett Kavanaugh and his family after a brutal confirmation process.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation. Not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception.
Kavanaugh had been accused of past sexual assault during the confirmation process, the president giving his opinion last night that Kavanaugh was, quote, proven innocent of those allegations. Currently, Category 1 Hurricane Michael expected to be a Cat 2 or 3 when it makes landfall in the Florida Panhandle on Wednesday, tomorrow. Governor Rick Scott says it could be the most destructive storm in that region in many years. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Small time radio has gone away. Big time radio is here. It's the DJ Viper. Although sometimes it's nice because we're focused on a lot of markets in the country that are smaller, where they don't get a lot of good programming. Here we are. Thank you very much for listening in. Liking what you do is an important aspect of life, I think. And whether you can tell it or not, I love being here. I love doing this. I've been doing it for a long time, and I expect to continue to do it for a long time. It's good for you, and frankly, it's good for me. I don't put too much of a shine on it, but this is great. You know, I've talked a lot over the years about how doing this program and the Good Day program that started it all off, I'm being a little nostalgic because yesterday, the 8th of October, was the 30th anniversary of the first day that this program was broadcast, on October 8th, 1988, a day which will live in infamy. It was the first time I went on the air doing this program. I've been on the air since I was 17 years old, but it was the first time I'd done a lot of local talk and various markets around the country. And at the time, I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at WCKY. So this company in Baltimore had been formed after Limbaugh went on the air in August. There were a lot of people throwing money at syndicated talk, and they thought, okay, we'll create a 24-hour network. Well, that worked for about a year and a half for them, and they ran out of money. And then I went to work for Pat Robertson, who was trying to do the same thing with a commercial network, and then the government closed him down because he was taking money from his nonprofits and religion to support the commercial thing.
Oh,
and that was the end of that. And so then I went to work for a bunch of Nazis in Florida. I didn't know they were Nazis at the time, but I found every special interest actual Nazis. Yep.
Jeez.
They were unbelievable. I went through this program and survived more than... Someday I'll tell you the long, long stories. Maybe we'll have one of our times, if we ever get the time for all of us to get together over dinner, I'll give you the story. But there are a lot of people who are listening. I think of the friends who I've had in Florida, for example, who have listened for a long, long time and who have heard... Not the stories necessarily, but you know, the things that are necessary to kind of, like John Harper, WMEL, he and I are colleagues because he was starting his radio station the same time I was starting this program. And we've sort of grown up together. And there are a number of broadcasts. I can say the same thing of WHKY in Hickory, North Carolina. Anyway, the point is that there is a lot of room for great conversation. The radio proves to be a great friend to many people. You heard me earlier talking about this lady that was a truck driver that was listening and had been for a while. And it's just that kind of stuff that makes it all sort of worthwhile. So I have not made a big deal out of it. The media, the news, the press, we call it trades. I didn't send out a press release. And I'm not really very good at blowing my own horn. And so it's worth it to talk a little about it on the air because I'm pleased. I find myself reinvigorated. Is that a word that works?
Sure.
When I think about stuff like that, and I've been around some great broadcasters. I love Kara and Victoria and Jennifer. They are great friends. They help me. Sometimes they hurt me, but they help me in hurting me. And I suppose the same thing happens. We all grow as we listen to the people that we respect. We grow. Sometimes you don't like to hear what we hear, but, you know, it's okay. Because if you can't grow by listening to people that you respect, then there isn't much of a future for your growth at all. Because you're not going to get it all on your own. You do have to decide on your own that you want to grow. And it's an internal thing. It's not external. Growth never, ever is external. It's always internal. So learning through your own mistakes and learning when you want to learn, when you need to learn, and when you can learn, it's a great experience. And I think I have had that through my years on the air. There is, to my knowledge, at this point, in terms of radio 5 days a week, there is no one who is on the air in the country who's been on the air longer than I have.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
I was just saying that myself.
Wow. Jeez.
That's kind of a wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Let's celebrate something else. Today is National Sneakers Day. Tennis shoes, gym shoes. They're called kicks. Who calls them kicks?
Some people say kicks.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
Well, there are different terms for sneakers. So, the name has been used since 1887 when the Boston Globe used it, said it was the name boys gave to tennis shoes. I have somebody who works for me on my farm. It's called Sneaker. He's a trip, man, I'll tell you.
I love hearing about Sneaker.
Oh, my God, is he a trip. We have at the farm, if you go online to eastleyfarm.com, which is my farm, or to Hanson's Farm, they have the Halloween haunted thing every year and through the month of October. Sneaker's a big, tall, gangly guy, and his girlfriend runs my ice cream bus. She's been working for me for a long time, and the other night at the haunted house, he just grabbed an axe after it got dark and just ran around the field scaring people.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
That sounds like a liability. Okay. Are you insured?
Oh, my God. Anyway, so the term sneakers, 1917 is the year Henry Nelson McKinney, an advertising agent, used the term sneaker because the rubber sole made the shoe stealthy and quiet. So you could sneak around. You could sneak up on somebody without them knowing you're there.
I never knew that was the etymology of that word.
Uh-uh.
Never
no.
knew that.
First rubber-soled shoes were introduced in the U.S. in 1892. Sneakers gained popularity after World War I. It was also during this time that sports players began to endorse sneakers. So the shoes became more popular. Chuck Taylor endorsed Converse All-Stars. Sneakers began being used more for everyday use in the 50s, including, well, jogging and playing various sports, that kind of stuff. I think that most of the things like the cleats, aren't they sort of an outgrowth of sneakers now? Those things that are used on the on the football field? Those are sort of an outgrowth of sneakers.
They look more like sneakers now than they did.
Yeah.
Probably when you were in
high
school.
But think of the industry that's here, though. Think of Nike, for example, and Natural Balance, NB.
New Balance.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if I would really. I mean, yes, they're sneakers. I don't know how big of an industry there is around New Balance.
Well, is it cloth shoes in general? Are they now because of brand out? The kind of shoes I wear are very expensive because they have really bad feet. I do. I have the sneakers. I have also. Why are you laughing? You they want
I
to
just
see
feel
me
like,
a pair of sneakers?
No, I just feel like. I don't know. I didn't think that you own sneakers.
I think I picture you in some kind of, like, farm work boots.
Like boots or
well,
something.
Well, I don't wear boots much unless it's wet. I wear these very expensive shoes that I get from a company called SOS, and I wear them on the farm. I wear them in my public and private life. If I'm dressing up, I have different styles, but I use all the same kind of shoes. But I also find the cloth shoes often are much more comfortable for me if they have good support because they're now making these shoes so well that they are almost the same as regular shoes, the sort of cloth shoes or sneakers, whatever you call them. So, and I have a son who collects these things. He has a closet. I'll bet you he has 40 pair of sneakers or cloth shoes, various types of shoes that he's bought, red ones, blue ones, green ones, orange ones, different styles and stuff, because some people get into, I guess, collecting them. I don't know why.
How many a lot do you of people have? Do.
How many pair do you have, Victoria?
I don't know. A lot. I have a bunch of sneakers that I actually, when we moved recently, I was going to get rid of some of them, and Lewis was like, no, you're going to keep them and you're going to start wearing them. It's like, oh, okay, that's a plan.
You're they taking just, orders know, from your sitting. Husband now? That's got
to
be new.
Well, they've been sitting in my closet, so he was right to make fun of me for it, but yeah, I have a lot.
Okay. How about you, Kara? What do you look at your feet right now. What are on your feet right this minute?
I'm wearing Converse right now, so I guess those fit into the category.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I don't know. I probably have 10 to 15 pairs of just sneakers, and that includes, like, running shoes or workout shoes or just, I don't know, Converse, Vans, stuff like that.
I am always amazed when you see movies from the 50s, like that movie Hoosiers, the basketball movie.
Yeah, great movie.
I'm always amazed at how the players actually wore Chuck Taylor's.
I think about that all the time, too,
shoes,
because they're so flat, they have no support at all. My dad still wears them all the time, and so he grew up, you know, playing basketball with the short shorts and the Converse, and I think that I love that look. I think it's so funny, but yeah, I have no idea how they were able to run up and down the court constantly wearing those. Like, I would never, ever work out in Converse.
Never.
My feet and my legs would be miserable afterwards.
Hi, stimulating and intellectually connected we are here on the DJV program. I have a list in front of me of the best paying jobs for women this year and the number of women who are in these jobs. Number one best paying job, 313,000 women are running companies. And that would be the most, that would make sense, the highest paying, most lucrative job. Number two on the list, 147,000 women are pharmacists in America, and that's the second highest paying job in the category of women as professionals. Nurse practitioner, 129,000 of them in America. That's the third highest paying job. Doctor, surgeon, isn't it interesting? A nurse practitioner makes more money than the average physician or surgeon these days. 352,000 women are physicians. That's pretty amazing. But the nurse practitioner makes more. Number five on the list, lawyers. Number of women as lawyers, 337,000. So I thought that was interesting, the top five listing of women and the best paying jobs. What a tough job market we find ourselves in. And with this tough job market, an advanced degree may be the best way to get ahead, stand out in the job world. Let's listen to see if we can't pick something up here from Andy Solomon.
A national survey by University of Phoenix found that 68% of employed women are somewhat or very confident in career growth opportunities within their current company. However, they often perceive they will not be the ones who have these opportunities. Dr. Lynn Devenu from University of Phoenix School of Advanced Studies.
Finding a mentor is a great way to be successful in a new or desired position. It can enable you to articulate what you want to do, why it's valuable, and how you need help. Many people love to help others and share their expertise.
And that's important because the survey found that nearly half of employed women believe they are not at all or not very likely to get promoted at their current organization, with just 16% believing a promotion is very likely.
Networking is also important when you're looking to grow in your career. When you meet someone who indicates an interest in helping you be successful, be sure to make the most of the opportunity.
To learn more about pursuing an advanced degree at University of Phoenix, visit phoenix.edu.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to this rather interesting girl with a balloon story. A girl with a balloon is one of the most recognized works in the England-based street artist known as Banksy's catalog, fetched $137 million at a Sotheby's auction last week, but perhaps the real art installation didn't arrive until after the piece was sold. Shortly after the auctioneer's gavel fell, Girl with a Balloon demolished itself. Huh? The artwork passed through the bottom of its golden frame, producing a partially shredded canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this was one of, I don't know if you're familiar with Banksy. He's a street artist whose identity has mostly been cloaked. People really have, it's very rare that anyone's ever seen his face. And so because of that, he kind of can go in and out of installations. He does lots of stuff in New York City. He travels around the world. And in the middle of the night, he does these murals and things like that. It's very cool. People line up to see whatever he's done. And so he built into the frame of this painting a shredder. And the interesting thing is, as soon as the gavel went down, the painting just slipped down. Like you were watching it, it was hanging on the wall, and then it just sort of slipped down out of the frame.
The person who spent $1.3 million or $1.4 million on it, what happened to that?
No one knows yet. I don't know if you haven't insured it yet.
Really? That's kind of weird. Yeah. Right, good story. We like weird here. DJV time is 10 before the hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You didn't see a piece of paper, Kara and Victoria, that identified this music. Would you know what this music is from?
No, not at all.
I saw the piece of paper, and I still don't know what it is.
Really? Oh, my God. Chuck Curry, can you believe they don't know Fantasy Island? How in the world? What was that, the midget's name? Hervé Villechois, or whatever? What was the guy's name?
Little person.
Hervé Villechois.
That's him.
He played Tattoo.
Yeah.
He was also a henchman in the James Bond movie, The Man with the Golden Gun, if you remember.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he's a baddie on that one. Yep, yeah. So he was in this with Ricardo Montalban. You ladies know that name?
Awesome.
Come on, ladies. Don't tell me you don't know who Ricardo Montalban is.
I know the name, but... yeah, I couldn't tell you a whole lot more. I know he was on Fantasy Island, right? He's
yes,
the guy.
He was.
Welcome
to
Fantasy Island, right?
Yeah, but he was also I would say fabulous. Wouldn't you say, Chucker, his career
was awesome.
Fabulous?
Well, this is where he hit big.
Yeah.
He played the villain, Khan, in the Wrath of Khan, the Star Trek movie. And even to this day, that performance is acclaimed.
Yeah, that and being on Fantasy Island. But
yeah,
he was
absolutely a
good guy and a bad guy and westerns and lots of romantic films. The guy was everywhere. He also, the third thing he would be remembered for, in addition to Fantasy Island and Khan, is what? What do you think the third thing is?
Well, for me, he was in...
don't think about
Escape
it
from the Escape from the Planet Apes and also Conquest of the Planet Apes. I thought he was excellent in those movies.
No.
What? Tell me.
No. Rich Corinthian Leather. He was the spokesperson for Chrysler for years and years and years. Don't you remember the ads he used to do?
I do.
For the seats in the Chrysler?
Mm-hmm.
And the reference to Rich...
Can I tell you why we played the music?
Please, Chucker. Please.
That would be the whole point. That would be the whole point of me waking up.
Victoria loves it when I bury the lead. Go ahead.
I love it.
Yeah.
Actor Michael Peña, who is so funny being the comic relief in the Ant-Man movies, he has been cast as Mr. Rourke in Sony's big screen version.
He's a good actor.
80s TV. He's fantastic.
He's very good actor.
Fantasy Island. Now, I was trying to think about, will this work with today's audience? Well, the concept is a good one. So I think it will. I think it will be, you know, they could do a lot of things with effects. I think it will work.
You know, it's kind of like I was sort of programmed to not like or not want to like Magnum P.I., but I actually watched the first two episodes, and it's not a bad show, you know, even though it's not Tom Selleck.
So you went in. So what you're saying is you went in with extreme prejudice. But
I did. Yes, and I ended up thinking it was an okay TV show, and I think that's the sort of thing you get. That some things just ought not to be remade. But another perfect example of something that ought to have been, you might be able to argue that this current round of A Star Is Born is the best of the three that have been produced. There are a lot of people that can argue with credibility. This is the best of the three. So, who knows, but it's all about taste.
And listen, and like I said yesterday, 90% of most people that will go to the theater to see this version of A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga will not have seen the other version, so it really doesn't make much of a difference. And the studio knows that when they do these reincarnations. They're not making these movies for people who want to make comparisons to the old stuff, like Rex Reed, who wants to make comparisons to Judy Garland and Lady Gaga. I don't think most people are going in with that.
It's not necessary. All right, Chuck has got more for us in 30 seconds.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Hi, Chucker. You have some more movie news for us.
Well, I do. There was a screening over the weekend, first screening of 20th Century Fox's Bohemian Rhapsody, the story of Freddie Mercury and Queen. The consensus from the Twitter reaction was that the performance by Rami Malek, he's an actor in the TV show Mr. Robot, his performance is excellent, but a lot of people had a mixed reaction to the overall movie. I don't know if that'll hurt it in terms of popularity when it comes out, but I'm looking forward to this film no matter what.
Yesterday we were talking about the drama about Roger Ailes. Let's see, Malcolm McDowell is going to play Rupert Murdoch in the movie about Roger Ailes. And so they're putting the top three together, A-listers. Chucker, you're an A-lister. Thanks for being here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.